Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
I can see myself beforehand and shit.
Yeah.
Make sure I'm not looking too butters for the lady them. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jazz. Probably the only two ladies that listen to the pod.
No, I think we got a few, like a handful of ladies who listen in, man. I just want to salute the ladies.
Oh, yeah. Well, what, did you even mention the winner of the T-shirt?
Of course.
Eliza Cherry.
Yeah, salute Eliza Cherry, man.
Big up Eliza Ches from Chesney, from the Isle of Chertsey, Chesney. Eliza Cherry, sweet as a berry. She won
the Blood Clot
T-shirt signed by a zombie.
You know what I heard about Madame Eliza? I don't think I've ever met her, but I did hear from
someone,
I might be wrong. No, better. She used to go out with Ganja back in the day before he passed.
Man, that's what I heard.
Okay. I just want to say salute.
Oh, mate.
Shit, Ganja, man. Hopefully he can join us, man.
What a writer. What?
Isn't it?
Bruv!
What?
You know them days, yeah? Back in the days when you was riding the line. Not even when you was riding the lines, but just somehow, over a couple of days, you knew you was always getting the same. Every time the train pulled in, you recognised the carriage and the ground. You knew you were on the same carriage as the last couple of times, and it was just a coincidence.
Oh, yeah.
You stood on the right bit of the platform. You weren't even planning to get... Whatever it is, Central, Piccadilly, District, Met, whatever. Sometimes it used to just happen a lot. You're like, rare, there's those same reaches, bruv. Rare. How do we do that? Yeah. That's amazing. Rare. The last 2 days going to this job, yeah? I don't know what. Well, maybe I do know what they're using, but they're fucking the DDS. Man in the DDS. Yeah. I can't say who, so I'm sounding like a fanboy. The DDS. Yeah. But the DDS.
Yeah.
Someone has murked with acid the outside of the district, yeah?
Yep.
But I don't know. You know when you haven't been on the lines for enough, so you're like, rah, has he done about 20 of these? Or am I keeping on getting on the same Taras Club?
Yeah! So nice to see you, man, in the flesh, man. You lot have been giving me jokes for fucking years now, you old bastard.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man, salute.
It's lovely to see us because we're not butters, a bit like yourself, bro. What's going on?
Hey! You know what that is?
What, Crips?
In America, that's Crips. Not in England, it's like, comes back to you, bruv.
What the fuck?
I said that since I was like six.
Yes.
Yo, Pav, just to let you know, we're actually recording right now. We started off without you, man. And welcome, yo, ladies and gentlemen who are just listening and not watching. We have the almighty Pavan, aka Orifice Vulgatron.
He's rolled the R.
Orifice.
What you know about garage? What you know about drum and bass? What you know about jungle? What you know about dubstep? What you know about hip hop? Motherfuckers killing it from lyrics from all different angles, spangling up MCs easy.
I'll bring Arms House to your mum's house. Welcome, brother, man. It's really an honor and a joy to have you here, man. Ra, where you at? Okay, you're in Dubai right now, yeah?
Yeah, man. Barsha living, baby. We out here.
Barsha, yo. I mean, you know, we've got many friends in common out there, man. I just want to give him a shout out, man. Shout out my man Fresadente. Shout out Tamir out there. Shout out Spiky Flav. Shout out, I don't know, who else you want to shout out? Oh, look, he's in the house. What up? Salute. Yes, man.
Of course.
You know what, then? In that case, is that, because I couldn't see clearly, is that Tamir there, yeah?
Yes, Tamir.
Pow. Yeah, okay, cool, because I couldn't see. It was a bit far. It was a little bit blurry. But you know what? Let's play this first tune quickly, man. Just because I know Tamir, he made the video for this song called Fuck Gene Simmons. Yes, and this is featuring Mazzy, from New York, Soul yeah. Purpose, and I'm not sure who Kuthu is. He made the beat, I'm assuming.
He's a French dude, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so he's a French guy, lived in, basically he spent like 2 years in India just fucking barefoot, hot foot, being a French backpacker out in India. And then he got to Kerala and just fell in love and stayed there, just deep dive doing like recordings, and he was making beats. And yeah, so basically there's this Kuthu is actually like, it's like a cultural historic dance and parade that they do in South India. It's like a celebration. Mm. So yeah, that he just named himself after that because he was so taken by it. And yeah.
Boom. Uh-huh. Well, yo, let's get into this track.
Spencer, theme. Do you also on the video?
Yeah, let's go.
Ah, right, you good?
Yeah. Don't such
much
much,
Udhona. Amateur. Chick. Don't Time again, I've been explained, this ain't no temporary flex. Mazza path, yeah, we stays on deck. Yeah. That's my raison d'etre. Yeah. Stay played on the radio and take home checks.
Yeah. You're hoping to get open as a token of respect. Yeah. As I go in every show and flow with holy intellect. Yeah. Wise and intelligent, relevant abolitionist. Yeah. Do this with my eyes closed, free as my vision is.
Peeping the addict to the gaze, this is young and tunnel vision. Have me reeling, now we reaping in abundance. Yeah. Every reach of Bunsen, development once and dead a beat with pride, holding deep within my conscience.
As groundbreakers, ground shakers, stone when I rock. Full proper, take your pick, lava, guava, or aqua. Not a starving artist, I'm famished, far from your average. Managed to get cabbage, civilized, never savage.
The caliber, apple can bite up the man of any guy. You're out here on a hype, selling lies, we're trying to synthesize. Illa synergy, nyamming these kids for dinner. They sinning this beginning, we callous, but still considered.
To most, I seem different, endorsing clean living. Of course, the green giving supports the dream mission. Of course, my team's different, we grinning, cause we winning. Kiss my ass and motherfuck Gene Simmons.
Motherfuck Gene Simmons. Dream a bitch like tofu. The fuck have you? I'm your go-to Goku. Got your arse down slipping. These brothers is looking charged up. About trying to stunt. Should really just get your smarts
I'm
up.
I'm charged up. Get my bars up. Fuck you.
All right. People, go check that out if you want to hear the rest of that tune.
Later on, John.
Yo, thing, do you know why that tune's called Say Fuck Gene Simmons? You know who Gene Simmons is? Yeah, you must know, obviously. Themos.
Gene Simmons. I don't know why it's called it.
Okay, but you know Gene Simmons, the dude from Kiss.
He's a fuck. Yeah.
The dude from Kiss.
Yeah, but is there a story behind it or something?
He's a fucking penis. Two, most of his music. Three, he's like super pro, like American troops in the Middle East. Bro, he's just a fucking prize bell end. And
yeah, he's proper.
I mean,
yeah.
His music's
and he's
not
getting
good
gunned.
I mean, you could do your Googles. He's talking shit about rap music.
Yeah, he basically came out saying...
If part of your persona is being like an arrogant penis, your music better be good, bruv. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'll tell you what, I mean, all right, cool, Kiss, whatever. But if you look at it, things are cool at a time, but are they going to stand the test of time? I literally saw it, you know what I'm saying? I saw Kiss play in New York, and then straight after Kiss was Aerosmith, and Kiss had the old theatrics and his fucking penis hanging out and all of this. But then Aerosmith came on afterwards. Do you know what I'm saying? Aerosmith came on. All they just had was rugs on the stage, guitars, no light, no theatrics, and they fucking shredded it. And it's just, you could just see, it's like, do you know
who's
what I mean?
Real music and who's and it's, not.
And it's mad. It's mad anyway, how you bring up... Celebration. It's mad you bring up Aerosmith as well, because they were a heavy, you know, rock group. But then the Run DMC thing, they used the break from the Aerosmith tune. And rather than Aerosmith going, fuck you, don't use my break and suing them, they were like, let's collab, let's make. And then we made that big fucking smash hit, Walk This Way. You know what I mean? It was the other way around. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a funny story, but you can watch that on the program, whatever program it came out. But I want to say as well, Mazzy, who features on that tune, he's from New York. Really cool brother. I've only chatted to him online a couple of times. I've met him once or twice. I saw him at the Zulu thing me and Frez were at, like in 2015 or whatever, in New York, just to say hello. But he was hosting the World Rap Championships back in like fucking whenever that happened in 2008, 2009.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, man.
I just wanted to say, like, because he was involved in battle rap. I know we got a bit of a delay here. But listen, check me out, yeah?
Maddie, I reckon it's you again with the delay. I reckon it's you.
Oh, fuck, man.
Nah, I think it's me because I'm on my phone.
But when I'm hearing Pav and about to respond to him, it's like bang on point. But then you come in a couple of seconds later. So maybe, I think it's you. But we'll just have to play it.
It will sort itself out in a minute.
Do better.
Yeah, I'll just be quiet for a second.
I'll tell you about Mazzy, yeah?
Go.
Mazzy is a fucking different breed at MC, obviously. He's a little bit, I shouldn't be saying this, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying? He's about 5 years older than me. Don't look it, don't act it.
Nah.
But he was there like in the night, you know, like his crew, Soul Purpose and everything. They came out, like they started releasing records in 95, 96, right? So he was there. Through the whole Lyricist Lounge thing. Like, dude, he was in New York in fucking 95, 96, 97, 98 on the underground circuit as a group, putting out records, doing the rounds, all of that. You know what I'm saying? It was only about 2020 when he actually started working for Def Jam, and then he's basically the guy behind all the radio promos. So he's the parola plug. So that his job is like handling biz for Def Jam. So any Def Jam record that you even down to like these new, like, bumblefuck weirdos. I love them. Yeah? You know what I'm saying? Post SoundCloud, fruitcake. Love them. But he's the one who's, like, even all the early Kanye stuff, all of that shit. Mazzy's the one who blew all of that shit up. Like, so, that, and the mad thing is like, he's so underground. He started as a B-boy first, and he's just super underground. And with his music, everything he doesn't, like, he's got his Def Jam job. So everything that he earns from his music, he puts it straight towards, like, charity. So he's got school. He's got schools in Africa. He goes out there. He builds wells. He does stuff all over the world. And he's just, like, a full philanthropist. So, yeah, he's a different breed of human being. And he's a fucking sick rapper, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he did so very well on that, man.
Yeah, so, like, with his heritage, he's, like, an Iranian guy. So I actually linked up. I think I linked up with him like pre-Deal Real. It was like Jump Off Times or some I don't know. Basically, it was super early. It was like 05, 06 when I linked up with him when Stig was living in our fucking studio in the vocal booth.
Yeah.
And them times. And then we just stayed in touch because obviously, like, you know, I mean, being these mixed up fucking weird kids' sense of humor. And then he keeps coming through Device. He was like, yo, Pav, we've got to do an EP. And I was like, all right, blood. Motherfucker showed up in Dubai. Five tracks written. I sent him the beats. Literally, like 10 days later, he was here with like five tracks written. I'm like, what?
Damn.
Anyway, so we spent a week, banged them out, and then,
that's ill.
Cool story, man. Right? I can't do that. I wish I could do that. Write 10 tracks to in fucking five tracks in 10 days,
bruv. If it's like, do you know what I'm saying?
And, he's older than us,
bruv. He's a fucking beast, man. And he remembers everything as well,
man.
He remembers everything as well. And you know what? You know what helps? It's like, you know when there's another MC there and it's like, oh, it's on. Like, you know, we come from that.
If someone comes with it. Yeah.
Table, bruv. You know, bruv, if it was like, well, I'm there for 3 days, we're going in you and me. Bruv, are you fucking stupid? We will fucking murk it, bruv. Like, whatever. Yeah. That's the era we come from, innit?
Exactly, man. Exactly. And you both brought it, man. Fuck me. So because he's been doing the training, like you were saying, this guy's training in New York at like fucking in the mid 90s. You know what I mean? Right. Where better do you want to be learning your craft and shit? And mate,
it's competitive. Nice. It's like jungle in London at the same time. Do you remember what it was like to be a jungle MC?
Bruv.
In like 97, 98, 99, you had to like fight to get to the microphone. And if you get there,
you had to have mad persona on the mic, bruv. Otherwise, you're getting booted off.
And even it's just by the MCs or man them around. It's like if in the first four bars you're not shelling, someone's gripped.
Four bars.
You know what I'm saying? It's like even if your voice is not loud enough, someone's moving.
Yeah. So like back in pirate radio and that. You know what I'm saying? Step into the mic like mad, shook, like, oh my days, I'm going to have to go fucking in, bruv. Like, fucking.
And also with pirate radio, the whole fucking city's taping it. So if you're whack, everybody knows at the same time. Yeah. So it's like,
But yeah, so it's like that era of what we come from. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like you can redo your Instagram post. You know, it's like, bruv, it's on, you know? So.
Wait, remind me of what, back at IA, illegal radio stations you could. I can only remember Flex and Ice FM, but I mean the actual frequency. Ice FM was 88.4.
88.3, 88.4. Mac FM was 92.7.
Mac
FM was
107.
Cool FM was 104.5. Origin FM was fucking.
Later, Origin FM.
Origin.
I knew you'd remember all of them, man.
Origin. Yeah. Well, I mean, they were just bare random booty ones that were shot for like a week, like. Transmission One, that was a fucking station. I can't remember the frequencies, man. I do remember 92.7 Max. I remember when that started and it came in, like, it was like the new garage station that you could get in Westbourne Park. So it was crystal clear over there.
Mm.
88, yeah. So Ice FM, FM. What was Rinse FM?
I thought it was 107, but I thought that was Cool FM, 107.6. One of the
Bear FM.
Bruv, do you remember tuning in on a Friday night and then you knew what MC was like 7 to 8 or 8 to 9 and 9 to 10? And I would just tune in for MCs on certain nights. Do you remember? My man's on at 9 o'clock and then we're going to switch over to My Man's on Flex. And then, man. Yeah, back when MCs are riding jungle and like Gary's like fucking hard.
Special times, man. It was fucking special. Yeah. It was so exciting as well. Do you know what I'm saying? And plus, it was like a little bit new, so you're always on the hunt for like, oh, who's the new, who's the new, who's the new, who's the new, all with the bars, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm trying to keep quiet here, man, because I don't know how delayed,
like,
I am.
Because that now, it's like, we have too much.
About 4 seconds or so.
Yeah, okay, cool. Continue. Sorry,
we'll think of a hand signal when we stop chatting, yeah. talking about shit like I was talking to Maddie just now about back in the day, before you came on, about back in the day, yeah, when you used to get on a train and on the underground, and through complete chance, you knew you was getting on the same carriage as you just got on a couple of days ago or that day or the earlier that day, and you kept on getting the same kind of carriages and you could see the same reach. Well, we saw that reaches earlier this morning, bruv, that train's running. I don't know what's going on, yeah. But I've been getting the riding the lines a little bit the last 2 days because I've got this job, and I've been seeing like the DDS have, and I don't know what they've done, bruv. That's what I was chatting to Maddie about. I don't know what they've done. They've acided it, yeah. So it's like just DDS reaches in the train, completely like etched out. You know what I mean? Gone on the outside of the train. But then because I've seen it so much, this was just today, so I'm chatting about it. I don't know whether this geezer's done 20 of them. You know what I mean? I know who it is, but it actually just says DDS. It's just DDS reaches. Yeah.
But you can tell.
It's one of them ones where I don't know if he's done 20 of them. Yeah, or if it's just one. Yeah, but they're all melted off, bruv. They've tried to like scrape it off the train. Yeah. And now it just left there forever. You know what I mean?
Love it. Yeah. Butters and couture. I love it.
What's your connection with Graf then, especially back in them days? Were you dabbling at all, Pav, man? You were doing your thing?
Yeah, I mean, I started writing before I was rapping, you know. So I was in Kent. Yeah, I was in school in Kent, and I went to school with Arnick from Dark Circle. He was a year older, and he had the German connection. So he spent most of the time in Germany and here. So he had that heavy like German style fucking
the Euro.
You know what I mean? Like the clean letters. You know everything is fucking nice. So he kind of really put us, me and my mate Pera, he really put us onto what Graf was and what style is and letters and getting up and understanding. And through that is what I mean. I was listening to hip-hop since NWA, basically since NWA, Ice Cube, Two Live Crew. That's when, you know, we heard fucking Vanilla Ice and MC Hammer and what have you, but hearing that was when something clicked in the brain and it was like, what the fuck is this? You know, so understood it. But when I got into Graf, that was what really made me understand style and individualism. And it's not a game out here. We're not, you know, you're not fucking around. Not a game, you know what I'm saying? So, but essentially, what's whack, what's not whack. You know what I mean? In the end of the day. So through that is what kind of like started with, and then yeah, we were painting in Kent, in London, bit of Oxted. You know, we was there was graph before started rapping, but then I started rapping in about 96 when I actually came back to Dubai.
I mean, just like with me and Frez, it was intrinsically linked. Yeah, the like we saw the graph on the trains and everything like that when we were going to school and shit. And then we'd go in HMV, R Price, or the record shops, and we'd see front covers with graph on it. We'd be like, "Oh shit, these things must be connected somehow." Yeah. And then that's kind of how we got into the hip hop thing through the graph thing. You know, it was like intrinsically linked in some ways, man.
Yeah, man. I'm so thankful for it, man. Like. It was because it's like with graph, it's not something you get immediately. I mean, like you can start fucking around with the tag style, but it takes a while to really start getting the letters not looking whack, you know? So
Yeah, man. That's what I wanted to say to some of the toys when we're dissing them. We're not dissing them. We're doing graph reviews, right? I thought it was dissing them a little bit, but. When I used to get called a toy, I used to fucking hate it. But Pav's right, man. In graph, it's one of those things where everyone starts toy. Like, everyone starts toy. We've seen some Amin sketches on here back in the day when he started out there, you know what I mean? The toy. And you have to put loads and loads of work into it until you finally get good and develop your own style and shit. So being a toy, when we're saying you're a toy, we're saying that you're learning, man.
Well, in a way, like, I know there's a bit of a delay. Hopefully I catch you guys. But like, in a way, like Pav is saying, you can, like, anyone can rap. Anyone can say the hat, the cat sat on a mat, and then you're rapping. But there's a difference between rapping and being an MC. You know what I mean? And anyone can draw a bubble letter. Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm doing graph. But it takes a while. It takes dedication. It takes discipline. It takes all these things to, when you start getting comfortable writing these letters and you actually have a style and you're actually not biting, you're being original, you know what I mean? And then people can see that through your graph, or they can hear it through your rhymes or through your beat making. There's a maturity.
I think people can literally see how much respect you have for the art form by what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? How much you really love and how much you're rehearsed or into it. You know what I'm saying? Because in the end of the day, anybody could do some style, but then if you really start looking at style movements and the way things change, and do you remember in the UK, and like about, you know, around Nemo, when just as graffitism was coming out, when Nemo was like Train King, them times, and like Butters fucking UK style came through with like Nemo, Crocs, Mourn, Score, that weird, ugly letters. Like, you could just do the things, if you are referencing that shit in the styles, then, you know, other people who have more of understanding can see it and respect it, and it's kind of what elevates it for your movement to the rest of the world. You know what I'm saying? Because then that's when the big international culture exchange, and that goes beyond language. It goes beyond fucking direct human connection. You know what I mean? I say language barriers. You know, it's just kids in Brazil will see that. That might influence the way that, you know what I'm saying? It's it's crazy.
Exactly.
For sure.
I get that from other. I listen to fucking music from all over, like Brazil and Colombia and fucking India and whatever. And sometimes you don't know what the fuck they're saying, but it doesn't matter. You can tell when it's a banger and if someone's decent at their fucking love.
You can tell when an MC's whack. When an MC's whack.
No, but it's like you said, Pat, it's about passion, 100%. Man. You can hear the passion from a mile away. That's the thing, man. And let's check out another track right now, man. Should I take it back or should we keep it in the present, man?
Let's take it back. Fuck it.
I want to take it back. Let's take it back. I'm gonna play one of my favorite Foreign Beggars tunes, man. I think this was produced by DJ Vadim. Yeah, it's called Black Hole Prophecies.
Big.
I love DJ this one.
Rest in peace, Ebo, man. 2004.
Yo, Ebo, Metropolis, rest in peace.
19 years old.
This beat is just too nasty. Wow.
Haven't heard for a while, man.
We got.
We gather in celebration of life when embracing the mic. One taste of my strike, fall straight from the fight. Raising my right fist, blatantly height. Stating my right to recite, I'll be taking a flight. Lazing above clouds, raving up high eye. Sail to my touchdown when I clutch crowds. And I bust loud and instruct how the rhyme form can be twisted, can be lifted above norms. Candid visions, random written to drop jaws. Making your clock pause, shaming the pop pause. Aiming the clock chores, changing the flock laws. As we come to the fore, inspired by the sweet scent of skunk from the floor. Words tumbling forth. Crumbling hordes in verses, they stumble, of course, and burst under my force. Survivors left with the wonder and awe. We exit stage left to a thunderous applause.
He lives it alone in black hole. Hits the bow-legged masochist too savage with a crack pole. He snatched souls, ravaged whole towns and villages. Stole pounds with which he filled the cold mouth he dribbles with. He comes around you in his golden brown vintage kicks, trying to snoop around to use some old sounds from Ninja Flicks. They let him go about his business. Said he wasn't to be trusted, so he takes the things with clenched fists.
Iron Man slang is the one with the vile tongue. Spit venom, still strip, yelling by the no.
Ice face vagrant take flight like a bird of prey. We murder praise first to slave vermin, break their vertebrae.
Violent plan scams from the brain of a snide scum. Higher strand mass from a stray who defiles psalms.
We walk forward, make haste until the sun down. Live it to the fullest, spill like bullets from a thunder.
Yeah, boy. Sick, man.
Yo, man. I just remembered a whole fucking portion of my life listening to that. Honestly, man, when I heard his voice and when I just everything, I was like, yo, because I haven't heard that tune for a while. Yeah. And that hit me differently. I just remembered going pirate radio station and getting reaches on the way home and fucking Reebok Classic. Fucking, I just remembered all this shit. Like, fucking hell, that's.
I think this is early 2000s, yeah. Right? Is it 2000? When did that come out? That Black Hole Prophecies
4.
I can't hear Pav. Is Pav? Oh, I can't hear Pav.
We lost him, man. Lost his mic.
Thing off, yo. We wrote that in 04.
Oh, there we go.
Can you? Yeah, we wrote it in 04, came out in 06 on Straight Point Agenda.
That's it, Straight Point Agenda.
Mate.
Yes.
And like that voice, like, man, that voice for rap is fucking, that's in it. I just want to say
RIP to Metropolis, Ebo, man. You know what I mean? That's a big loss, man. And I just want to say as well, like, you're now known as Pavan with the 4 as the A, and I know Foreign Currency is your label, and you've got a clothing label as well, and all these things rolling. You've got like your fingers, you've got all 10
fingers. Don't buy the gums, you pussies!
And I just want to say, though, the name Orifice Vulgatron, when you came up with that shit, like, and your lyrics as well, I remember you were just out there. You had a wide vocabulary. You were using words that not many people use. You were, like, being quite, I wouldn't call it gory rap. Like, you weren't, like, on a necro thing and all that stuff, but you would dip into that kind of thing a little bit. You'd be, like, kind of shock. You know, you'd come with, like, shocking rhymes, you know what I mean? You'd always, like,
fuckery that nobody else
the
see.
Shock factor. I mean, what kind of spurred that on? What influenced you?
Always different with it.
Yeah.
Perf. You were always different with it, man. You stood out straight away from... You never got tightened into one style or one thing. You didn't give a fuck. Everyone could tell who didn't know you at the time. Could tell this geezer's shining. You know what I mean? You know when someone's shining on the mic, it doesn't even matter what they're about to say. You're like, yo, this geezer's got something different. He's on point.
Passion.
There's no fuck up. It's banging. Passion.
For me, like, I started rapping in 96. Fortunately, I heard all the a bunch of UK stuff before. Before I started rapping, I heard Black Twang, heard Roots Maneuver. I think I heard, it was like maybe the early Mud Fam, but Brotherhood album I had on repeat, you know, like 94, 95, whenever the fuck that been. You know, so for me, like, I haven't been into hip-hop for so long, and then suddenly hearing, you know, really hearing Brotherhood repping like they did, you know, for UK, and then digging into all the other UK stuff. When I met the guys I started rapping with here, one dude from San Diego, one dude from Bahrain and Seattle, we had this little rap crew. They were fucking, you know, they were fucking good, and I was like, oh, because we would just kick it and freestyle and just show each other music, but one day they just both started, they pulled out bars, and I was like, I was like, I'm gonna do that. Like, literally, I didn't have any bars. So I was like, yeah, I'll see you lot later. boom, but I'm went doing home, it. Fucking rock yeah. bars. Next day I was there. So like now we had a little crew, but the sensibilities and like the fact that this dude was, he was older. Like he was in 96, he was like 21. He's from the States. He's from like San Diego. So he was deep in it already. So he was kind of, I don't know, like he had to come out here because of some weird gang affiliated shit that his fucking dad wanted to get him out of. So like he was really slick with it. And he was a deep musician. So he was really teaching us about like what the slang meant and what this guy's saying and what he didn't get a certain amount. Mm. But then when it gets really cutty, you know, he's like, he gave us the real deep. So understanding all of that, it was like, well, so understanding all of that stuff. So when I started rapping, it was like, obviously I'm on the UK thing, but I'm kind of like taking, you know, learning from the phrasing and also like, you know, just the different braggadocio levels of how to just really flex with it. But then when I came, I mean, and over here we were doing it, I just fell in love. And then I heard the jungle stuff in like 96, 97. That's my brethren started bringing back all the, you know, the roast and One Nation and, you know, the Hysteria, Sidewinder, fucking all of those tape, Jungle Fever, Heat, all of those tape packs started coming.
Telepathy. Then I heard
One Nation.
You know what I'm saying? Telepathy. So then I start hearing Stevie Hyper-D and Skibbity and Debt, and I'm showing these man, I'm like, no, check this shit. This is some more UK shit, you know? So I'm repping the corner, you know? So then fell in love with that, and we started doing raves out here, but we were both doing, you know, doing both of them, and then Arnick moved to London, Dark Circle stuff started happening, all the Mud Fam shit started happening, started here. It just started getting levels and levels. And for me, when I really started rapping, I think the albums that I have to give credence to are Redman, Muddy Waters. I was listening to Sooner, like Redman, Muddy Waters, all the Boot Camp stuff, Pharrell Munch, Outkast. We were listening to, I mean, obviously the Biggie, all of that stuff was going on. And then all the underground shit that was happening. Luckily, like my best friend Pera, he's like hip hop Nazi, hip hop meek. That was my mum doing an interview.
Hey,
what's up, mum?
Yo, this is Theo's friend's cousin. This is Theme, Sick MCs.
Hey, hi.
Hello. Hola. Yeah. I want to say one thing quickly, man. Like,
wait, I just want to say that
like I was at my mum's house and she had some friends round, and then I was chatting to them, and then there was one lady there, and they were like, oh yeah, she's her son, her nephew is a rapper, and I was like, is it? I was like, whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah, and then she was like, no, I was like, who is it? And then she said, yeah, she didn't say Orifice Vulgatron, but she said Pav, and I was like, oh shit, okay, and I was like, no way. I was like, yo, the mad connection. Your auntie been around my house, bruv, you know?
Yeah. Bro, that fucking Lebnani connection, bro. You meet Lebnani people from wherever, and then they're like, man, I know your father from Torobolos. Your father, he's part of my mixture. They all know each other, bruv. It's fucking...
Exactly, yeah.
I was just saying, yeah, so Beat Junkies mixtapes, DJ Honda mixtapes, DJ Marvin mixtapes, the UK, and then that was like the early influence, and then boom, Company Flow came. Psh, next switch.
Yo.
That was it. Yeah, suddenly we're... Next switch. Wait, but what? You were spitting hip-hop before Jungle? Before drum and bass? Yeah, it was hip-hop first, yeah? And you got into... You strike me like a rapper who's like... You got into rapping to batter rappers, or yes? You didn't get in it to make some bad tune. Well, you had to be
well,
the best.
I mean,
of
that's what it was back then, isn't it? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you had to come to be the best. Right, you had to
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, this is not, it's not like a little bubbling thing. It's like, it was fucking sports back then, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, also being around people who were so much better than me. And I'm like, and you know, we're playing the tapes, and then when, you know, we know lots of people who are so into it, so your shit's got to stand up next to something. And you know when you made the joint, and then they play the joint for some people who are around, and then, you know, they're like, oh, this guy's saying, then you come on and it's not as sick. You feel it. Do you know what I'm saying? So like.
Do you know what I mean? You feel it. You go home for days thinking shit. It's like being a fucking stand-up
levels,
comedian.
And then, you know what I'm saying? And then your joint, you know, when your verse comes, you know, people are like, oh, who's that?
Yeah.
Who's that? But then also coming to the UK.
Yeah.
Is he going to do it again? Is he going to do it again? Next time, all right, is he going to do it again? Is he going
to
do it? And then you
so
work
when you go
it again,
to open
you know
mic,
I mean?
You're not getting on an open mic to have a little pastime and then go home and make a tea. No, you're going there to murk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't live in England at the time, so I had a lot to prove coming there, you know? Like, being an outsider as well. So come in, it was like, I'm lucky I fell in love with jungle as well, because that gave me a different edge, do you know what I'm saying? And in terms of the skill,
you've definitely got the, you know, yeah, I mean, also multiple, like,
culturally
edges,
understanding the hip hop and jungle. Okay, they're from sound system culture, both of them, but they're very fucking different disciplines and backgrounds and understanding all of that shit. So,
yeah,
but yeah, but on the core, then, so to be able to bring all of that stuff in, coming to London, and then, yeah, man, bruv, like, then coming to London, and then the levels were high, bruv.
When did you come? You came back to London in 96. I mean, 99.
Yeah, I'm doing a podcast.
What, and it's set off straight away?
That, I mean, I came back to be a fucking MC, innit? So, like, just, boom, as soon as I got there, it was like, all right, what's going on? Where are we going? I mean, I went there.
I came in the game to EMCs, bruv, and that's what I've come home to do!
Let's get out of the way! Like, I was trying to find friends.
That's it!
You know what I'm saying? Bruv, Dark Circle was there. They Defcon Records started. Boom, go around. Here, this, that, this, that. It was literally after being there for like 2-3 months, I'm in an open mic. Skinny Man, I've seen Skinny Man do his thing before, blow my mind a few years ago. And then now I'm in a room with all the man them are there. And you know, like, them times, motherfuckers were stush pricks, yeah.
And I'm MCD.
I'm talking about the rest of them. Call them out. Like, half of them are my friends. Half of them have been my friends. Well, not my friends now, because they're acting like bitches. But they were bitches, right? Stush, and they kind of... And, and a lot of them stushed themselves out of fucking success as well in the long run. But it was like, even in like a small open mic, because it wasn't such a big, widespread accepted culture. You'd have people from all over, like, boom, WKD, Camden, those joints, pre-Kung Fu, the joints that were happening there. Mm. Oh, fucking, then it became the spot. So there's an open mic there on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You got man them coming from all the way fucking in Essex. You got people, South London man coming, like South London goons coming. You've got people all the way from West London. You got people from Birmingham. You got people from all over the place. There's like fucking...
It wasn't a safe place.
Because you have to see, like, the whole Avrex shop is in the fucking building. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, everyone's coming in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, then Dark and Cold, you know, little freestyle started coming out. And then but it wasn't this deal. Yeah, it wasn't the second deal reel. It was the first deal reel. I remember seeing... And it's, bruv, you'll be in the place and then you see Reveal come on. Duppy. Do you know what I'm saying? You see, like, Kashmir come on.
Gully and Arani. Like, big up Rips.
You know, my age, 1 year older, 1 year younger, the levels were high, man. It was like, you got everybody from fucking Maestro was there, Jess, Dark Circle, Kalashnikov, the whole of fucking Terra Firma, South London, Arrogance. You've got Reveal, Poisonous Poets, Low Key coming through. Skinny Man at the fucking center of it, who was like a slightly older Don, but actually colder than everybody else, keeping everybody's levels.
That's how it was. Skinny was like at the center.
He's just there. Yeah, and you got fucking Mongo, who might rob you at any point. You know what I'm saying?
Wing, like, Commander.
Brother, it was a madness. Yeah. You got Maestro, obviously. Yo. I was just saying, you had the heads there who were like the elders. Our generation was like, I think it was the first time you had all the elders in the place, who were a little bit older, but they were colder and they were wrecking harder than everyone. But the community was created because of the levels that they were setting. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, not necessarily, community creating because, you know what I mean? Like, you know, doing all of that stuff, but it was just purely based on levels, you know?
They were levels, they were levels. They weren't there just because, you know, they'd done a track with so and so, or he was a bit leery, or he had the maddest garms and shit. Like, they were there because they were fucking, they were still there because everyone knew, like, yo, when he comes on, he comes on, man.
You have to fight to get to that position and fight to hold that position. That's it, you know?
Yeah. You had to fight to get to the lower levels, bruv. Like, when you're mentioning man like Reveal was, bruv, Reveal back in the day, bruv, and open like cold. But scary, bro. It's like Mike Tyson. You don't want to go against Revs. What estate are you from? And them sort of bangers there. When he was spitting like cold, levels above, man. And that was like a level below Skinny, wasn't it?
I'm glad I never had to battle. I never ended up in some kind of battle with Reveal. I'm glad because I was laughing. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to take 100%. L from someone, boom, I'll gladly take it from Reveal. But Yeah, cool, man. I was like, all right,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. Okay, cool. That's how you do it. Do you know what I'm saying? Bruv, we had fucking Scorsese, bruv. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Memories, man.
Misread. All of those guys coming down. They were like fucking all teenagers, man.
Do you remember the Moorish Delta?
Yeah. Bruv. All teenagers. Yeah. Charisma, bruv. Are you fucking stupid? Like, super.
Man, are you nuts?
Even SAS, man. Like,
yo, listen. Anyway, since we spoke about Skinny Man and Mongo, one of the tunes that Pav suggested we play. I just want to play this because I fucking love this song as well. It's an old track. I think this even came out in the late 90s. I think.
Yeah.
It's 96. Called Itchy Town, Skinny Man and Mongo. 96. Yeah.
Mongo Dino.
This one's ill, man. Check it.
Seminal UK hip hop, UK track. It's like.
Itchy residents on the lurk.
Yeah.
This from the dark parks of the dark arts is Mongo and Skunga Bat Sparks. Mud Falls.
Pull it up. Rewind on come again, please.
It's your residence on the dark.
All the youngins, listen to the itchy residents.
Stunga by sparks. Mud falls.
Stunga by sparks.
Itchy town, itchy town. Itchy town, itchy town. Itchy town, itchy town. Yeah. I want to ride with him.
Itchy town, itchy town. I'm looking for another puller.
I'm itchy town, I mean.
I bring the roar, hip hop for sure. Not that Louis Burst, I broke it and get suited up to draw. Smell the most sense, fan says yes, yo. And if baby got back, I like, I guess it's time to get sex, yo. Bad stuff to keep the pocket pop. But not for less, though. Catch him wreck, yo, from the set, go. Imagine it as I get on with the flow. Step aside, bro, give me room for the elbow. As the rhyme flow, you better act like you know. The mo, more than a name, I came to settle the score. You can't ignore the snow that man kicking down the borders. Piranha infested waters. You could never find me behind me. Till I mack these, but try jack these raps and I'm blindly. I'm on a ride with my beats by my side, not behind me. Residing on the north side, itchy.
I'm on the ride with my beats by my side, not behind me. Residing on the north side, the itchy where you find me.
I'm on the ride with my beats by my side, not behind me. Residing in the north side, the itchy where you find me.
I'm on the ride with my beats by my side, not behind me. Residing on the north side, the itchy where you find me.
I'm on the ride with my beats.
Balls. I never bite a rapper star, I eat them up and shit them all. I go to far places where I'm slapping them, jacking them. Names of destination just like
shit to them and
my zone six. Child on their travel card, we'll be backing them. No guns in my clip, but we will still be clapping them. It's not no A train uptown, it is an overnight, no founder. Underground London sound, good good thing down. Like Roots Maneuver. My distinguished broken English helps my flow deliver smoother. What's the proof, huh? I never quit. You said I'd fade away with British hip hop, but you're chatting fucking shit. Get the fuck up off my back, like a monkey on a crack. An arrow cat in itchy town, showing me how it slacks. Stand clear of the doors, please. Mind for the gap. When in reality, it stand clear for the horse. And mind the crack. Don't mind your back, it's all up in my face. I'm hooked up on the shoulder. And man, is it means the case? I'm on the ride
with my peeps by my side. Not by-
I mean, one of the things I love most about Skinny Man, this is just such an ill track, man. And like those lyrics you were saying, it's not an A train uptown, it's the Northern Line northbound and underground London sound, you know what I mean? Like he was bringing it to England, especially in that late, you know, mid to late 90s. He was such a G for that, man, back then, like
bought
making it,
brought it, you know? But Mongs kills it as well, bruv.
Yeah,
that's how you write. That's it, man. Fucking hell, man. Crazy. I'm listening to voice notes from Mongo as it's getting played.
How did I just see a man with a tan? Oh, what dog is that, bro? Oh, what would you do? Fucking
cunt. Mongo's a character. Like, that Mongo verse is some of the most seminal shit, bro. I've got Mongo
bruv.
On a. Anyway, yes, let me just come back to that tune, bro. Like, what I was saying is, like, even in the pads in the beginning of the tune, like, you see producers just whacking shit in Ableton and slowing it down and doing a little pad start the tune. But you know, but like those, that tune is so seminal. It was on vinyl. It was like way before the internet. It was so intrinsically, deeply, passionately connected with. So when I hear those pads, the feeling of what London was like, the feeling of what was going on, you know, people getting this, that, the emotions, the passion, the graft, the pigs, the everything. You know what I'm saying? It's like all of that emotion, like everybody hearing that at the same time is a mad level of collective conscious, like connectivity. That's not this like perpetual shit. So I get different level goosebumps when I hear that shit. Obviously I've got a feeling and a connection with it, but I do think there's some other like energy trapped in that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know. Yeah. It's fucking seminal shit.
Yeah. I think that energy that you're talking about, the energy you're talking about is like when you're sampling from a record, or if you're sampling, you know, you can feel that difference because that record was pressed. It's a physical thing that you're pressing. I'm not saying everyone has to sample from records, but I'm just saying that feel you get, like you're saying that energy or whatever, certain recordings are done in certain rooms and they mic up the drums a certain way and it's recorded with a certain machine and it just comes through, man. You feel it coming through, man, that energy.
Certain times,
you can hear it's so like it's fucking new for them as well. It's like, all right, they found their levels. That I mean, they're not new. I mean, obviously, they've been doing it for fucking 10, 12 years, whatever it is to get to that point. But it's like you can hear that they're locked in, and it's like it's our time. They're coming. It's the same feeling as like when I got there and I started doing shit, and I was like locked in, beggars, and started boom, I'm coming to kill everybody. You know what I'm saying? You can hear that with them and who they are. It just carries differently, man. Like for me.
Summed up so well by Itchy Town as well.
I'm fucking on my gonna be 43 this month, and I hear that tune, I feel like a youth. It's fucking beautiful, bro. Like,
exactly. It brings you right back.
Fucking
man.
Hell, big up, man.
And
big
even that
Mongo,
chorus,
I've got some comedy sketches coming with Mongo, man.
I've done an album with Sonny Jim, two fucking 40-year-old packy bastards rapping. He's in his bag, and we've done an album together. I can say that thing. You're looking at me a bit shook, bruv. I can say that. Anyway.
Yeah. No, that's just
issue, bruv. Chats are pretty.
Yeah. I love it.
Pretty.
Whatever.
Pretty,
Fuck that bitch. anyway, so we worked with this like 20-year-old kid producer from 20-year-old producer from Ludhiana, from Punjab, who's never left. Sounds like fucking Doom and Madlib, and they had a weird fucking baby. And gave it loads of methadone. And basically everybody on this album is fucking 50 Shades of Packy, basically. So we've got a tune with Mongo. And can I give it to you? I know we're not supposed to be, I know it's a bit off-piste, but bruv, he's so fucking cool. Should I play it or should I give it to you to play?
Now send it to me. Send it to me, man.
Send it over to Amber.
Give me one sec.
Send it now.
Wait, while you're doing that, I'll tell you what happened to me when I just went to the shop just now, I went to go and get a beer quickly before this podcast started, and there's a geezer in front of me buying like 4 Super Malt and something else, and he bowls out, goes in his car. The car's directly outside the newsagent. As soon as I come out, the other window winds down, and it's some next road boy, and he's like, oi, bruv, come here, bruv. As if he's, I said, whoa, bruv, I'm 41 years old, mate. Like, what are you doing winding down the window telling me to come over here, bruv? I knew what he was going to say. He's like, do you smoke weed? And he's like, no, bruv, I'm just trying to look after you. Do you smoke weed? I'm like, bruv, what are you doing, bruv? I don't need any weed from you, It's cool, bruv, don't worry about it. And then he goes like this, but do you want some of this? Do you want some of this? And I said, what, you're trying to sell me white boy drugs now, bruv? What's going on? What, do I look like that kind of white boy drama who's coming out with a beer, and wants to buy some sniff on the corner, bruv? Like, fuck you, man.
Yo,
he was Pav, laughing.
Pav,
he said,
send me
no,
that
man,
track.
No, man.
Yeah, I'm
send
sending
me the track
it to you,
on WhatsApp, please. I can't find it.
Sending you, man.
Sorry. Sorry.
Let's calm down before we send for you.
It's in your email.
Get me. I'll bring on to see
myself. Motherfucker.
It's so funny, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I was happy when I saw it. In, like, 2014-15, we started doing, like, bookings for festival in India. And we had a stage. We had our own stage here. It was called Arms House. And we were bringing all, like, the jungle and, like, dub. Like, we had, like, Chip.
ETV, really?
And our crew was called Arms House. It was me, Crash, Engineer.
No!
And our stage was, like,
I was
called
I was going to ask you, because I know you've... Yeah. Go on. You've said almshouse a lot in your lyrics and stuff, man. And so I was wondering if you know, you know, like the origins of the phrase almshouse to your mum's house, you know, like almshouse kind of obvious, but to your mum's house, do you know where that first came up?
You know what? I think it's one of them things when it's like, I think it's like it started as one thing. Cause I think it's meant to say arms out. Right. But then arms house, I think there was some kind of a conflation in the middle. Do you know what I'm saying? Where it became arms house.
Must have been. That's a good shout, man.
But then arms house also sounds nang, and arms house.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've had messages from people saying alms house.
Alms house is like a
people. I think it says alms house. ALM.
Yeah, but tell them fucking neeks to shut them out, because that's some.
Tell them to shut them out, bro. They're probably doing fucking typos with your fat thumbs on the keyboard, bro.
It's actually arms house. Nah, it's arms
house. Oh, it's arms house.
Yeah, arms house. Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. It's a what?
Oh.
I mean, there's a typo in a in your
Yeah.
We had one American geezer, message us, And he said, you trying to get the views from at your mom's house? You know what I mean? And we were both, no, what are you talking about? Started gunning that show, bruv.
All right. Sorry,
sorry. I'm getting the tune ready, man.
You got the tune, yeah? All right, so play it from about 227. That's where in the middle of Sonny's verse. Oh, you're going to play it? And then it goes into Mongo's verse. Just, bang it.
All right.
Yeah. 227. All right, it's coming. Here we go. Oh shit.
Mongo is so fucking old, man. I'm moving like a pimp in a mink. I shoot the shot like insulin. Lighting up the stinky, rolling up a pinky. Who's fucking with me? That's a mind blasting Cubby Ricky. Back on my culinary, money in the jiffy. And then I leave the country quick. Yo, where's the bargee? Spill it on you.
Where's the bargee?
Aggie packy, mango lassie, Bangladeshi. Mine's a menace, mine's a weapon. Vibe's electric, life is hectic until you hit it. Large, no stressing. What's the lesson? Heed the message, apply the pressure. He's impressive. He's such a geezer. Cheese from Charlie, easy money. Get your bees up, pro cash donation. No injection for that Rona. He ain't flying, fuck a visa. Never been smoke with my kinfolk. Me and my Asians, that's relations. Don't gas the nation, procrastination. Emancipation, not the yaki. The yaki sober, I found some backy ogre. Got a turban, scotch and bourbon. Packy sober, rob the watch shop. Rocking burkers, blocking watches. What's your worth is? Put the work in, get the wages. Observe absurdness, he's outrageous. These ain't fakers, he's amazing. Imagination capture, cook some shit up. I need a baker, smooth rapture. I need a baker, money is here. Appease your stresses, my time is precious. Ain't trying to chase down people who hardly on time with consignments. Desire is trying to align me some refinements. Down on the finest of China's acquiring what's mine. More of a glide than a grind. Pour out wine if you're sipping. My
I'm messaging
him. I'm not a victim. Time is ticking. Find your position. Get higher for wisdom. Rhythm addiction. Rhyming, craving my diction. Scratching and twitching. Non matching the scripture. That's just a smidgen. That's what I give her. My shit is classic, so listen. Back to the mission. I'm seeing these packets. Wrapped and they glisten. Rapping precision. Stacked in the fridge. That's how they chilling. On the blower, they calling. I use them and throw them. Case the piggies is listening. How I'm living is different, no longer hand-to-hand living, but plans to fruition, the mansion, the vision, the banks and no prison, no pressure, precision, my markets, I play them, search for the bubble, watch for the ripple, withdraw before, economy cripple.
Youth in India are asking me all the time, Sadhguru, you have influence in the government, why don't you make marijuana legal for us? I said, why marijuana? I'll make cocaine also legal. What's the problem?
Ill. What's the name of that project?
Boy, that was hard bodied.
Yeah.
It's called Thugs from Amritsar.
Aye.
Yeah.
Nice, man.
What, is that dropped already?
No. It's coming out in a couple of months.
Yeah, say it again. What's it called?
Thugs from Amritsar.
Ah, mate. Yeah. Body bag.
Yo, listen, 100% lads.
Certified, dedicated, dirty body, your mother, even when she's not breathing. Body bag, Bukkake ski trip on your Marge sweet. Nasty.
Listen, party people, listen. As we've mentioned already on the podcast, we like to critique graffiti sketches. People send us stuff to critique, man. I was wondering if I WhatsApp you and Theme a couple of sketches, we can just kind of, you know, I told the people before they send it, they got to have thick skin because, you know what I mean? We're going to go in on them, you know what I mean? And also, I'd want to put another, precursor. It's not like we are trying to claim that we are the Don Dappers of graph and everything goes past us first and all that shit. Nah, none of that stuff. We just passionate. Yeah, we love this shit.
But it does, you motherfuckers! This is Arms House!
Yeah. Arms listen, House to your mom's house.
What the fuck is listen. It's out there in the world, man. Like, everything I've ever done. How many fucking whack neeks or how many everybody's got something to say about something. So, we're like, something to say about something and our opinion matters.
Yeah. Allow your disclaimers. Yella.
Yeah.
All right, I've sent that to Pav. That's sending to Pav. I'm going to send it to you as well, Theme. One sec. Here we go to Themos. There we go. Boom, boom. That's sent to both of you now. You both should have this piece done by a chap who writes Rhino is his tag, yeah? He's actually mates with another guy.
Who else write Rhino?
Whack.
That's it. Pav has spoken.
Next!
Yeah. It's not
no,
whack.
No, he's actually a guy.
He's dope.
I know. No, Pav. No, it's not about dope and whack. Yeah, there's, you know, there's levels. This guy, basically, there was a guy who sent us a sketch like a few episodes before who wrote Lamppost was his tag. Yeah. And I think this is Lamppost's mate. Thanks. Yeah. Because if you look in the background, the Benson's beds, it's in the same Hall of Fame. Yeah. And
it's in the same spot.
Yeah, I think they both, you know, they used to write back when they were young. Now they're like older. I think they're older than us, and they've kind of got back into it, you know.
I can see that it's sick, right? I'll tell you about the swag I noticed by you saying they're a bit older than us and that. Yeah, it's the cap choice on the filling. This is like some proper like Halfords factory cap situation going on, which they've creatively swagged it out on the inside with those purple lines. Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah,
I think it's cool. This is dope. That's dope about this. Yeah, I feel like this is some proper UK shit here. This is some UK shit.
Yeah,
and it's like I like he's got skills with the letters, right? But also he's kind of a little bit disrespectful with the way that he's chosen to just keep shit a bit fat and gully. You know what I mean? Like the top bit of the R coming off looks like a bit of a Bookie floppy KKK hood. I like it. Yeah, I like it.
I like the drips. I love
the what I don't like, is the kind of the drips are all right, but mate, the chicken pox green dots that go around, bruv, those dots aren't anything, mate. They're not skinny, not fat, they're just these green little floaty boog fucking dots flying about. That's why he's got the mask, isn't it? That's why he's got the mask.
Bruv, man had like, he's trying to like basically he had, like a fucking, bruv, like he had some scraps from when he was doing the Reisman car park. He got some scraps from when he was doing the Reisman car park. You know what I'm saying? He just had to get that little green, something to do with that. You know, he just kept doing them little dots.
Yeah.
He ran out. Because if he tried big circles and he ran out, he would look like a chief. So
fair, he did it when Kelly gave him his cigarette break when he was working at Benson for beds and he had to duck back.
I'll tell you about a quick
Browns break and duck back. And he thought this is going to look good if I spin it out with these little green dots.
I like this O, yeah, because O's are hard to get right.
Yeah.
The facts on the end is easier to get right, but the way that he's kind of made the top of it kind of like ugly like that makes it match with the rest of the shit. Yeah, I think.
You see the he's got a line, but it's actually a scheme in there, and it looks like it's making it actually fully circle, and that bit's coming off the top. I think that's an accident, but
is it an accident? No, I look like he did something. I mean, whatever it is.
Yeah, maybe.
That's the bit I liked up there, that weird thing that kind of makes it like a dope A, but doesn't connect properly.
Yeah, it looks like a little A.
But listen, guys. It's all right, man. I tell you what. Go on.
Yeah, look at the bottom of the H, yeah? It's like if you're looking at it from a...
If you're looking at it from
a distance, yeah, it looks all right. But if you zoom in and you've got like the horizontal thing that goes across...
Yeah, it's one of those.
There's
yeah,
no parallel lines there, bruv. And then I don't know what he's done at the bottom, but he's double buttered it. Nah. So it could be so shit white, but I don't know what he's done. Like, that is some like... Yeah. I like it. He gave a fuck to a certain point.
Yeah, completely.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like...
Yeah.
I respect it because it's like... Overall, it looks good. And it's like, you know, them MCs that just sound clashy in the dark.
I just zoomed in, bruv. I see what you mean, bruv. All the lines are out.
You know, the MCs have...
Double butters!
You know?
And now, listen, I love to nitpick these things. Look, we give these guys props. It's up, it's out there. You know what I mean? So salute to Rhino, man. But like now, what I want to zoom in and start nitpicking the shadow
over the...
It's all over the place, the shadow, yeah? Some parts are on the left and some parts just aren't there, non-existent. There's also the highlights, yeah? You pick a side and you put the highlights on the right side, yeah? But he's got some on the right, some at the top, some on the left side. It's like there's no consistency to it at all, man. And so shit like that pisses me off, you know what I mean? So
you know what,
Rhino, fix up, bro.
I'll tell you what I respect about it, yeah? Because, like, you know, that's what? As you're going through and as you paint more, that shit you learn and you get your shit better. But it's like, he's not done that thing where he's like, oh, I need to get this perfect before I leave the house, right? He's like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Right? So I get that. But the fact that he's got all the letters looking, you know, it looks like, okay, that's a cohesive piece. Yeah. He doesn't. When I see it, I'm like, oh, it's not a toy. I see a writer. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of in proportion.
No, it definitely. You've got a good point there. Yeah, you've got a good point that he. Like, it looks like the highlights. He literally just right at the end went fuck it, pum 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 pum. There, and fucked off. You know what I mean? It does look like he did that.
It's disrespectful.
It was definitely a couple of cans in.
I like it. Disrespect.
All right, we got one more to go through. All right, guys. I'm going to send you one more, all right? And we'll check this out. I'm going to send it to... Okay, I'll send it to Theme. And then I will send to Pav right now. Here we go. Mongo's saying big up. Hey, Mongo.
Bruv.
All right, here we go.
I've had a crazy... One of the first times I linked up with Mongo, boom. I got the guts. I had my CD that never came out. It's called Abominable Flow Man. I'm glad it didn't come out because boy,
Abominable Flow Man. That's sick. I love that name. I went and gave it to my.
I was like, yo, there, Mongo, take. Next morning, like 8, 9:30 or something, he calls me up and he's like, yo, it's Mongo. Listen to your tape, bro. Gave me like a fucking Tekkers breakdown for about 40 minutes on the phone. Going super deep, I'm like, I was like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, I was like deeply touched to somebody.
He had listened
to it and he was talking about different rhymes. He like, how I did this, or I see you referencing that, or you like, you know, proper like hyperactive conversation breakdown. Boom, now, same fucking day, end up going to some dance in South London. I think it was rain dance or something going on. Boom, ended up rolling out with Mud Fam. And it's the first time I kind of, after, it was like one of the first time I was like, oh, what's up, Mongo? It's kind of like, but he was in Mongo zone, you know what I'm saying? Whatever.
Yeah.
And anyway, so at some point, everyone was just like reaching. So I pull out my pen, do a reach. Mongo's like, pen, boom, give him the pen. Does reach or whatever. And I seen his reach. I was like, oh, fuck, I didn't clock that was you, whatever. And then like a couple of seconds later, I was like, yo, can I get my pen? And he was like, what pen?
Oh.
The classic one, bro.
It just, I was like, you know what? Let me just
what bike?
Let me just straighten up my Ben Sherman.
Yeah.
Gave me like a
jack in the pen. What pen, little man?
But that's after having like a fucking 45-minute deep dive critique of my fucking rap music in the morning, and like open up to me like no one's opened up to me. And then Rob Man later in the day.
Mongo. That's fucking Mongo.
That's that old school mud fam
yeah.
gully mentality, bro.
Yeah, man.
Mongo. What? And now look how safe he is, bro. He's such a proper fucking safe guy, man.
Oh, this tune is whack. Who the fuck is this?
Yo, can you see the piece now?
Oh, yeah, this piece, yeah? Okay.
We this got an orifice piece right here, man. But my man Frizz sent me this, man. I told him, yo, send me some graph so we can critique it. So, yo, let me hit it off first.
Yo, I like it, man.
It's dope. It's fucking sick, man. God. You know what I mean? You got the orange 3D. We got the orifice. You know what I mean? You've got the skinny bits and then it goes. Because I'm a stickler for skinny and fat bits, yeah? It's cool. You can go skinny and fat, but it's got to have balance to it. It's got to have proportion and balance. And you've got the proportion and the balance. You know what I mean? I love in the fades.
The E I like the most, man.
The E is probably the killerest letter.
Weighty fuck ups in there though. Can you see them?
I was waiting to like you know I was gonna start
some weighty ones.
dude, give a shit, yo. Come on.
All I was gonna say is the way the I and the F, the first I and the F, the way they're like connected together, and none of the other letters do it. I don't know. It looks off to me, but it matches with the other I going off in the other direction. I see what you was trying to do. Also, R.I.P.
Exactly, man. That's how he flagged it. That's how he flagged it.
I was supposed to cut, and then the F, I didn't get it quite right, and it kind of went into the thing, and I was like, shit. And I think I'd done that. And I think I might have run out of pain. Some shit, so I just had to wing it. But I was like...
Well, yo, styling it out is part of the thing.
It looks a little bit like you winged it. With the white bits on the bottom of the P, you see on the lines on the bottom right hand corner of the E, like your white lines that go mad over your outline and shit.
Yeah.
And then you've got the two fatter bits, one fatter bit in the underneath the R, one fatter bit.
That's not supposed to do that.
You've still linked it in. That's what I'm saying. It looks like you were quickly doing it, but then because you've done it in more in a kind of proportion and flow, like always do the fat bits as well, bruv. A fat bit with a thin line next to it that kills it. But you've done.
There's one other thing.
Managed to pull it off again by making it sort of equal.
There's one other thing that you've done on this piece that winds me up. Yeah, usually when I see this, I just spotted one bit that you've missed on the 3D, by the way. You know, I hate it when people walk away and someone looks at a photo and go, "You missed the line there on the 3D." I'm like, shit. But you see the top of the E goes up. You see the top of the E, and then it goes down, and then it goes behind the to the left behind the I, the big I. But it just disappears. It looks like it should flow into the F, but it just kind of just ducks behind the I, and then it's gone. It goes nowhere. You know what I mean? And like there's just like you could have worked that in.
It could have flowed into the middle bar of the F,
Or in the I or something, or. Okay. Yeah, look here. So you can see
over here.
Yeah. No, look. So the top of your E goes up here and then it cuts round the top of the E.
Show me the screen.
You got that flick up. Yeah. So you got a flick up on the top of the E here, then it ducks down there, then it ducks behind this big I here. It ducks behind it.
Yeah.
But where does it go? Like, but then
You know what it is? I don't have the line underneath the where
I know
where
you don't have the line.
The eye.
Yeah, I spotted that line that's missing. That's when I spotted that line. But I'm not talking about that line. Yeah. I'm talking about that thing going behind the eye, and it just goes nowhere. You know, it looks like it should flow into the F, or it could connect to the eye maybe somehow. You know what I mean? You could have had like a mad connection into the eye or into the top of the C, but it just ducks behind the eye and then disappears, and like you know, poof, it goes nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes, obviously, that happens from time to time. You know what I mean? We can't avoid that. But I like it to end up somewhere. You know what I mean? Or have an origin source of some sort. You know? I don't know.
I didn't think I did that bit at the end because I had the E, boom, came up and it went up. But I think I extended it just to give it balance on that side because it was falling down.
Yeah, exactly. Because the F goes up to the top left and then the E comes out to the top right.
And the top of the R as well.
The bottom of the R could come out. The top of the R's black. The O's a bit of a funny shape.
Yeah.
Oh, the bottom of the R, bruv. Yeah, the bottom of the R's a bit waxed. I just got that now.
I love the shading, though, on the 3D. Bottom of the... Did you shade that 3D, or is it just because of the photo? Because that's ill.
You know what? I had a painting in about 3 or 4 years when I painted that one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah, I was a little out.
And I know we put you on the spot right now.
Some heavyweight reaches in there as well, bruv.
We put you on blast here, Pav. But I love it. Personally, I love the colors. I love the flow. It's dope, man. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? We had to show some love as well, man.
You know, it's one of those when you see it, oh, shit, that's wavy. Da-da-da, when you start dissecting, you're like, ugh.
Actually, yeah, right. Then you go in.
Yeah,
on...
you know, that was.
Yeah, it's got... Yeah. Original view waviness. Yeah, when you first view it, it's got the waviness.
And really, to make it fair, we should have a theme piece and an amber piece now for us to dissect, but we're not going to do it because this is Arms House to your mom's house, motherfucker. Arms House to your mom's
house! No, we can do it. We can do it.
Now,
big
one
up the man, then big up Dubai, big up Fred, big up Asset, of course.
R.I.P.
Big up the foreign beggars, man, the Dozy, man.
Yeah, Asset, Satwa man. As well. Satwa 3000, man. He does big things in Dubai, man. Like, really artistic, creative guy, man. Satwa. I've been to a few of his parties, man. Like, his parties are pretty jamming out there, man. I like the guy. Shall we check out one more tune? Because we're going to round it down now, party people. Oh, we'll go on, Pav. What?
Yeah. All right. Nah, it's all good. Keep pushing.
Okay, cool. I was thinking
the Blood Clot Rhythm.
Yeah, this is a very recent song with Pavan and an Operate and Rizzle. It's a drum and bass track. Palladians. Yeah, Palladians, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Palladians. Yeah. Let's get into this, man, and we'll have a little chat afterwards, round down, and we'll call it a night. Let's go. Palladians. Actually, I got a question for you after this. I got a question.
The work rate never minimal. Been a criminal. Every dread touch is seminal. These men are edible. My old style is terrible, effortless and accessible. Reason in the shadows, keep the levels inaccessible. Understand that when I say I'm in my bag, rock this eyes wide shut, half asleep, chat the dag. Foreign beggars operate on a whole different plane. Treat this weird industry like what it is, I'm flipping game cause. The membrane, I'm insane and akin to Damien. Every which way that I step, I see Palladians. They're telling me that we from one and the same realm. They're buying into the hype, like what the hell? Tell me more, cuzzy. We ascending, getting more buzzy. The floor fuzzy, looking like the whole shore muddy. Water flow dirty, lovely, but we so close. Nah, sonny, we write the music, keep it bloody money. Cut the game in a stranglehold. You might not look inside the load. You in the queue trying to black your dough. I'm at the suit trying to bag the gold. I'm trying to keep it on the up and up. That's why they hire me to muss it up. We keep it moving with impunity. We only giving them the top of top.
I'll let it drop and then let's go.
Don't let me catch you gassing in the virtual. Talking that big, but you're moving kind of cervical. Looking at your movies, ain't nothing on the vertical. Coming at me sideways, shit, I've been a dreamer from the jump. Any energy that's negative, I'm swerving from a distance. Living by a code is beneficial to the movement. Fuzzy, find a frequency, you end up missing in an instant. We renegade, man, I'm moving so elusive. Yeah, I do the do and get this dip because the shoe fits.
All right, party people, that is Operate and Rizzle and Pavan Palladians. I don't know if this came out on your label on Foreign Currency or no. How did that come about, man?
You've got it on mute, bruv.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, sorry. Basically, they got a label called Overview Music. Yo, yo, check 1, 2. What's good there? All right, so they got a label called Overview Music in Brighton. And Rizzle just hit me up. We just started speaking recently. He did some remixes for Sonny Jim and Buckwild's album. And just, I don't know, just kind of, you know what it is. You just chat to people on the internet. Just built up a bit of friendship. And he was like, check this tune out. And I was like, okay, cool. Let's talk business. Get it done. Everything was kosher. So I was like, all right, cool. Fuck it. Let's go. And yeah, it's a fucking sick time for MCs in Jungle at the moment as well, man. It's like MCs are really coming through. The levels are high. Rappers are getting rated. If you've listened, check this guy, NV33. He's such a dope MC, man.
NV33
on Jungle, and he's just barred. Everyone is just fucking.
I'm out of the loop, man. I'm out of the loop nowadays when it comes to Jungle MC. I'm mad out of the loop.
Yeah, it's just rap music on Jungle now.
Well, yeah, because the thing is with Jungle and with hip hop, like, you know, you can just rhyme in half time, you know what I mean? Hip hop style, because there's so many hip hop remixes, drum and bass remixes of hip hop tunes, you know what I mean? They fit so well. Yeah. But Pav, you've been so fluid in, like, you can jump on literally any beat and you can flow and ride it. You've got a style that you know, you're not limited to one thing, which is a beautiful thing. But I've asked other MCs who we've had on the pod, we've had Farmer, we've had Doc Brown, we've had Jazz Kahina, we've had a bunch of people. I've asked them all the same thing. There's two things, obviously there's many things for an MC, but there's two things that are important. They're both important, but I was wondering, what do you place more important? There's the content, what you're talking about, and then there's the way you say it, the flow side of things. I assume you lean more into the flow side of things.
Content or flow?
Yeah, I was just thinking, what's your thoughts on that, man?
Well, okay, so this is where it's at, right? If how you say it and the sound and the flow and the swag and braggadocio is on point, you could fucking listen to an MC from anywhere, you know, because it's saying it without, you know what I mean? There's all the communications there. You can have the illest content in the world, but if you say it whack, you're whack.
Exactly.
Nah, that's massively true. That's if you're listening to a rapper, you don't speak his language. If he's hard, he's hard. You don't know what he's saying.
It's like that's essentially, that's kind of more of a thing that you need to have on lock. And then when you mix that with the content, and then the groundbreaking flows, and then delivery, and then you get techers with the patterns, you know, and then you can really, if you can really flex with the flows and all that stuff, and then you can actually really communicate a message through that. That's when everything comes together and it's just fucking transcends.
And you see that tune you just did there, that jungle tune there, drum and bass tune, jungle tune. What Maddie was saying about it being, you can do halftime rap on hip hop or jungle, and not really, Maddie, because on jungle it's much clearer, it's much slower. So because it's more like a part of the whole overall sound. If you got an MC rapping on drum and bass and jungle, and you can hear him, then, man, you have to be much, much better than just doing any sort of halftime on a hip-hop thing.
With hip-hop, because there's more space and you can push and pull more. You can be, and you know, you can do a different flow every line if you want, you know what I'm saying? But jungle, in the end of the day, is still like electronic music. It's still hypnotic, right? And it's also kind of got, I mean, hip-hop is a hypnotic, but it's also kind of like free, fluid, moving, you know what I'm saying? But with jungle, it's a bit more...
Yeah.
Like, it's just tighter. So, like, even in that tune,
it's going on the beat like that, and it's going on forever. But actually, because to do that is easy, but to make it sound good.
Yeah, but it's really about a lot to do with the groove. And also, like, even in that tune, I'm not getting super techie with my rhyme schemes and flipping it, or I'm doing it, but doing it in a much more kind of contained, subtle way.
Part of the tune.
Grooving with the tune. Because it's like, you know, last thing you want to do is like, fucking suddenly, like, you know, people are raving, and that's what that bubble is, and that's the bubble that people, that vibration that people get on to hear the lyrics, not like it's my time, you know, fuck all that noise, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Now that's a very good point, because when you're rapping on hip hop, you expect the audience, a lot of it is headphone music, I call it, you know, like of course people are going to dance to it depending on the style of hip hop, but with a drum and bass track, it's made for people to fucking shack to, so you got to kind of keep that in mind when you're writing the lyrics to it, man, for sure.
You can't ruin the bubble.
Let that leave. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's like when you're raving and bubbling, you're not trying to listen to fucking Aesop Rock going in, like,
exactly.
You know,
some intricate shit. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Actually, but having said that, he could probably sell it on the Techers one, though.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's true. Listen, Pav, there was so much we wanted to talk about, man, and there's so much more. Hopefully we can get you back on as a guest, but I got to cut it off here because we got shit to do. I got a really early start tomorrow.
Send me some of that Indian gold, though, bruv. Yeah. I see all the photos when you just got Pierre Chain, like 10,000. And you know that Indian gold's better than that Bug 9 carat we get over here, bruv. Ping it over, bruv.
Yes,
looks bad.
Yo, I just want to give another big... Yo, man, it's love, man, and your family. And I'll be out in Dubai soon, man, so I'll be linking everybody out there very soon. Please give Tamir my love as well, man. Salute. Tell him I'm pissed off because he was in London and he went to see Slum Village.
Big
and
up,
I flaked on him, man. So tell him sorry on my behalf, man. But I'll be out there soon, okay? Big up my brother Theme in the house as well, man. Episode 28 in the bag. We had the... honorary guest Pavan, aka Orifice Vulgatron, aka the Abominable Flow Man, in the place, yo. Much love. Hopefully you can join us because we end all the episodes saying my brother's name. Yeah, talal, 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 talal. We say it like that. Yeah, I was wondering if maybe you could join us. We'll just wait. We'll do it. 1, 2, 3. Let's go.
Mom's house to your mum's house.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?